United Nations Secretary General is warning of looming famine in Somalia as it faces its worst drought in decades. Antonio Guterres says climate change has created chaos. He's imploring the international community to act.
Urgent humanitarian assistance is needed for some 8.3 million Somalis, and we must now act to prevent a catastrophe. The 2023 Humanitarian Response Plan, which seeks $2.6 billion, is just 15% funded. When famine looms, this is totally unacceptable.
Al Jazeera's Catherine Soye reports from Baidoa.
The UN Secretary General has visited Somalia many times before because of drought and violence. But this time, the drought is worse. Five rainy seasons have failed in the Horn of Africa. Somalia is the most affected. More than 40,000 people have died in the last 1.5 years. Many more have had to leave their homes. Guterres is here to call for much-needed humanitarian support.
We have launched an appeal to the international community. Only 15% of that appeal has been funded until now. The international community has been absent-minded in relation to the drama of the people of Somalia. It's time to look seriously into these people that is suffering too much.
The city of Baidoa is badly hit. Many Somalis are coming here from different areas, but help in the camps is limited. Some are also fleeing conflict as the government carries out an offensive against the armed group Al-Shabaab. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud says his government is winning the war.
At the moment, we're working together with other international partners, the stabilization program of the post-Al-Shabaab or the liberated areas. This will look to the UN to increase critical investment in these areas as these people, as our citizens, has been denied the accessibility of civil services for a long time.
The army has taken back important areas held by the group for many years. Al-Shabaab is still able to carry out attacks and scare people. Guterres' visit shows a glimpse of how uncertain things are here. Mogadishu was partially locked down, major roads were closed, and no one was taking chances. But that uncertainty is the life of many Somalis who call this home.
We can now speak to Catherine Soye, who joins us live from Mogadishu. So the UN Secretary General also calling for massive international support for Somalia. Any sign the world is responding to that call?
Well, the Secretary General was here for 2 days and he held a press conference earlier today. And basically, he's here to ramp up these humanitarian efforts because he's saying many, many people in Somalia are suffering. So we went with him to a region in the southwest where thousands of people are making their way to that area in Baidoa, just trying to get help. But then the assistance there is very, very limited and people are living rough. So the Secretary General basically had conversations with people who are displaced there about their needs, which are massive. And he also called on the international community to do more to avert a famine, because thousands of people, 40,000 people actually, have died in the last 1.5 years. The Secretary General also held talks with the President about the security situation in the country. We have been talking to many Somalis who are saying that beyond the aid, beyond the help that they need, they want to see more in terms of measures of resilience, because a lot of Somalis are saying that they need to break away from this cycle of violence and drought that we have seen for so many years.
All right, thanks so much, Catherine Soye.